Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Green stuff on and a shamrock with three
little flowers to it. And I said, what that represent? That represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All right. So I guess we're going to talk about a little bit of that, too. Good. We're going to start out on the international side and see what's going on the Roman Catholic Church called St. Patrick's Day, the 14th March the 17th is St. Patrick's Day. We're going to find out a little bit more about him as the show unfolds itself. And according to the Roman Catholic Church, this is the real deal. This is the one done just as much as Jesus Christ did. Raised him from the dead. He done it all, St. Patrick's. We're going to find out a little bit more about him as the lesson unfolds. St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to stroll down the international side and see what's going on the Catholic Church St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. All the slots to speak, that's 195 international countries, and that's a good thing. All right, and that's a good thing. All righty. What's flashing? New York on the international side. What's flashing? 101-587. One thing about it, see, Roy, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up on the Catholic Church St. Patrick's Day. We've got quite a few bishops. Archbishops is going to log into this broadcast. But remember one thing, we got to check you out before we call you out. We're going to check you out and see what you're made of, see if you're for real. Or you just pulling on the six anointed counselor edge. We'll find out shortly. All right, good enough. So that's enough said on that. 195 international countries, 101-587. Mr. Tibb will tell you what that's saying. And we'll go pull him up, and we'll see can we get our coats off and get a little herbal tea going on and something. And Mr. Tibb do what he got to do, and we'll do what we got to do, and we'll be reading the memos and getting a little herbal tea ready. One thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, C. Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C.S. Roy, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibb. Well, I'm trying to get my coat off and holler on the microphone at the same time. And what can I say on this end? 195 international countries. 101-587 is live online class, memos everywhere. And we want to kind of get us some nice, good old hot herbal tea. So whatever you got to say to this national audience, kind of be a little long-winded but I'm all ears, Mr. Tibbs. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of the 101,587 attendance that we have. And we know we all came to hear the things that most of us here can hear, and we understand. And some listening never can get it. That's really something to say. And to see those things that most of us see and some can never find. Touching those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. For the wicked can do none of these things. And why? Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Well, the righteous in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 says, Verse 12, for the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, considering how many we have today on an increasing amount each and every time, there's a lot of us that comes for the good of Yahweh's word, which is obvious. We receive it, and we like it. And we add unto it. And some come not for the good of others. Can you imagine that? Such as to see who's all attending, what's being talked about, who they like and don't like. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people are the ones that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and that reason is for the word of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live and open unto you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word, your health, and foods that you should eat. Keeping the Sabbath days, and we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. For the members that know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. Well, after you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear this time to be a little different. You may see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Doing so, remember what it says to all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on your cell phone or any one of your devices. Right in the search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses, the first which is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as I begin to see, and all of us begin to notice, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. Calling during the program announcement are causing disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has said and the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, by no means, please contact, do not contact the seer by voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen, even thoughts of having just running a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, the mostly important thing that he's doing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, this year is also limited to 100% of Yahuwah's creation, limited by what one man can do. So place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first of our live conference room. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures or any questions that you may have, which can, again, can be answered by one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in Matthew's chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Write on the search line and enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the progress, of making it possible to get a CD recording of any program by request, CD or DVD, I should say. Just call the international line to order any number of days or any particular day. Well, today, you can imagine, is another day for Yahuwah's Word each and every time we come on this program. Nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's Word and those that only want to hear certain verses in the Bible, following by those taking the verses meaning another way, which is done quite often, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahuwah. You're clearly forgotten. We are only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman can do that was created by Yahuwah and this life. And that, if it's all possible. Because if anyone says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation of man. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son told us in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. So remember, the Bible tells us, being a man or woman, we are measured by our works, the things we think, do, and say. And knowing this, in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, it says, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So at this particular time, you know, we're running a program, The Dark history of the Catholic religion. I think most of us that have done our history work have found that they at one time had the Crusaders that used to fight for the Catholic Church years ago. Well-known events of the Middle Ages, a bitter flowering event of faith that saw vast armies clash over God and gold. Pope Urban II, called to arms in November 1095, ignited the first of eight crusades, the cataclysm of violence unleashed against the enemy. Now, guess who the enemy was? Whom he called the enemy was an accursed race, a race wholly alienated from God, a generation that set not their heart aright, but whose spirit was not steadfast with God. It affected the world to this day, and so does the reasoning that launched such wars. The Pope wording allowed such enemies to be found not just in the Middle East, but wherever were found those who did not have the Crusaders, Catholic faith, who did not give the honor which you rendered to the Holy Church. These were some very crucial times back then. The Crusaders were a series of religious wars in Western Asia and Europe, initiated, supported, and sometimes directed by the Roman Catholic Church between the 11th and the 17th century. The Crusaders differed from other religious conflicts. They were a penance by the participants and fought for forgiveness and confessions of sin. Pope Urban II, also known as Odo Celerio, he was the head of the Catholic Church and the ruler of Papal States from 12th March to 1088 to his death, best known for initiating the Crusaders. Well, the Catholic Church also was known for soldiers that fought for the Church. Excommunication, the act of officially excluding someone from participating in the sacraments and service of the Christian Church. Confession booths, which I know you've heard of. A confessional is a box, cabinet, or stall which a priest in some Christian church set to hear confessions of penance. There was also mention of rosary beads, how they were used. The rosary bead is a tool to aid in prayer and meditation. The beads of a rosary was used to count the prayers as they recited out loud in mind. The rosary beads helped them keep track of how many times they said the prayers, which allowed you to have a clear mind and meditate your prayer more beneficially. Well, what we do, we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Verse 7 says that when we pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for much speaking. I think we should take a look at that, how they do this rosary bead thing, thinking of Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Also, another thing, did you know that the Bible that they use, we know we have 66 books. They have 72 of 73 books. Did you do your research to find out what Martin Luther's hand had to do with the Bible changes? Also, another issue, don't forget about the worship of Dagon. That might surprise you. The Metri hat that is worn by the Catholic priests, cardinals, and the Pope represented Dagon, the Babylonian fish. The Metri hat is worn by Catholic priests, cardinals, and the Pope, represented Dagon, the Babylonian fish god. The ancient Babylonians worshipped Dagon, the god of agriculture, which meant plenty of food and good fortune. The headgear represented the worship of Sebuli and Dagon. It featured an open fish mouth on the head, with the rest of the body forming a cloak. Also, another note, the Pope has a small but deadly army of elite warriors protecting him. If you ever visited the Vatican, you have seen the Sonic Guards that look like they missed the bus to the local reconnaissance festival. The truth is they are highly entrained military forces made up of ex-Swiss soldiers. Don't let the way that those uniforms look fool you. And those spears, they can shred you to pieces with them. If that doesn't work, they have one of the finest firearm collections on the planet to finish the job. Well, the Swiss Guard that they have currently is over 500 years old, making it one of the oldest standing military units in the world. Founded officially on January 22, 1506, by Pope Julius II. At the time, the Swiss Guard was readily a mercenary force back in the 14th century. Swiss fighters were known to be some of the best anywhere, renowned for their ability to take far larger armies and win. And the 1400 Swiss mercenaries proved themselves in battle time and time again, sometimes while fighting for the Holy Roman Empire. In a way, their small footprint with big results was a presence of today in elite forces teams. Well, thinking about that, you can understand why the Pope can walk. Nothing happens to him. He's protected by some fine protection. On the other hand, take a look at some of the other priests that walk around, or pastors. They don't walk around with any protection. I guess they don't have the elite protection that's needed. Not necessary, I don't believe. But anyway, at this particular time, I think we've probably been long-winded enough. We should pass our program back to our seer Israel. But these statements are something to think about. At this time, keep your Bibles open. Continue learning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was enjoying that and reading at the same time. That was excellent on your part, Mr. Tibson. You know, like I said again, well, people, whether you know it or not, national audience, anytime anybody of the six anointed camps step up and do anything, your best support and your best cheerleader is the seer. Seer Israel of Seeright. I love to hear something that delivered and where I can just grab back and check it out, and that brings nice skin and grin to the old face of the old seer, no doubt about it. Well, excellent, Mr. Tilson. And I got a lot of memos on the table, and I'm looking at some. Today is the Catholic Church. They celebrating, they're going to break their fast. Remember, they on the fast of what's called a 40-day Lent, but they'll break their fast for these next two feast days coming up. You know, this one here is turn everything green, wear green clothes, and the shamrock, the little three green flower that represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we're going to talk about paint.
Keep not down silent, so Yahweh.
we have to be reminded by who radio station this is, and we do know, we is aware of who radio station it is. So, and remember, this is a celebration day for the Roman Catholic Church. So take it easy. Okay. All righty. So we'll do, we'll make a little slight adjustment because we do want to get some message out. And Brother Yakdai Israel is ready to finish the broadcast over. Just in case you don't hear or see in a few minutes, because I'm cutting it close according to the big dignitaries. All right, let's see if we find Brother Yakdai Israel and bring him in. But before we bring him in, we want to get up. I want to know a little bit more about St. Patrick's, and I want to know about a couple of these cardinals, the African-American cardinals that is on the network as we speak, according to what I'm hearing, and see if we want to acknowledge the African-American cardinals. And their name is, one is, I need to make sure he's legit. He's come out of Washington, D.C. His name is Wilton Gregory, Gregory. Let me hear some about this Archbishop. He's a cardinal. You know, otherwise he's the big wig of Washington D.C. and he's African American cardinal, Archbishop. His name is Wilton Gregory. His middle name is D. What the D stands for? WZZ. Huh? Daniel. Okay, Daniel. His name is Daniel. Okay, good. And the second one there, Brother Yakdai Israel, let me take a look at. His name is Theodore. And his middle name is Adrien. Last name is Sarr. He's another Archbishop, and he's coming out of, one of these is coming out of Africa, one coming out of, I don't know which one is who right now. So these memos and the panic button so close for me to be hitting on me, so I don't know. I don't know which one is who. You tell me which one is who. Theodore, first name, Theodore. Adrien, last name, Sarr. He's coming out of the, I think he's coming out of the synagogue somewhere in Africa. Give me more details on in a minute. And the one is in the United States is another cardinal, a black cardinal. His name is Wilton D. That's his middle name, Daniel. Last name is Gregory. Okay, so then I want to know about St. Patrick's Day, and that'd be enough for right now. I did want to get on this. My mind was getting on this HRS, what that really means, but we want to. Put me close to being cut off the broadcast there, Brother Yakdai Israel. So you take a look at some of that real quick, and give me a chance to do some talking about the help of this Israelite. And got a couple good memos in on some good reports on the help of some of the Israelites that's listening take heed to how to get themselves together. But question is, okay, well, here goes one of the questions. Listen, anytime, whatever you eat in around 24 hours, if it's not, if you don't eliminate it within that 24 hours, that means that whatever you did eat, you're supposed to be eating too much of that anymore. So you have to get rid of whatever in your system, if whatever time you start you eating, a good last meal, within that 24-hour frame, you're supposed to be able to get that out your system. But if that stays in your system, that's going to build up fungus and bring up all kind of, and how you know when you eliminate, you blow the bathroom up. That means that you food that stayed in your belly too long, and it's the wrong type of food in your belly if you Israel. Israel cannot eat everything that the world eat because he must be different in the Israelites than the rest of the world, because the rest of the world can eat rice, beans, and chicken and cow meat and live pretty good. But the children of Israel did not eat that kind of stuff. And if they want to remain with less problem with their stomach, then you have to eliminate that, because whatever you did put in your stomach, within a run of 24 hours, it should be coming out. Then, or you just packing in, you know, imagine you left some food on top of your car in the summertime, and it go around the clock, and you take some more food and put it on top of that, and it go around the clock, and it go around the clock. Then 3-4 days of that food going around the clock in the hot temperature, which is inside your body. What do you think happens with that? Do you go back on top of your car and eat what that, and that's saying the empty to your body? So if you don't clear out your body, day to day, clear your body out. That's why the 12-week detox, or the build-up that you got all your life, and I got a report about it. A brother telling me he and his wife, they have completed 12 weeks of exactly, but they didn't do was they done a lot of walking, but now you talks about this air machine. Now we can get on that too, but we do a lot of walking to eliminate the stuff in your stomach. See, you're in text, your stomach, if you don't, whatever you eat today, just for example, you eat at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Somewhere between here and 8 p.m., that food's supposed to be ready to come out your body. If it don't, that means that you got to eliminate with some of that material, because it's supposed to come out your body within 24 hours. With the proper exercising, that food got to come out your body. Do it a pack in your colon, and your colons will have you sluggish. Don't you feel yourself sluggish sometimes? Okay, you know why you're sluggish? That's your colon. It's trying to fight through all that bad eating you have there. It's trying to fight through it. And that makes you drag your feet. You got no pep in yourself. And you force your liver and everything, all your stomach, everything around your stomach, and you dragging your feet. You got no energy because you're clogged up. You got to get that out your body. So you got to go through the detox 12 weeks. You got to exercise them 12 weeks. Now, on that 13 week, I got a report saying about the age of 27 to 30. No, see, it maybe stretches to 35, between 27 and 35, because I feel like I'm about 35 years old. That's what he say, about 35. I ain't got down to 30 yet. Well, what we're saying, once you clean your inside out, you'll feel cleaner. Once you detox, and your body would come back to your youth, not your age. If you're 120 years old, you're 120 years old. You ain't going to change that. But inside your body, once you detox, you will feel a load have came out of you. You find energy come from you, see, and you start feeling things that's starting to bubble up in you that ain't been bubble up in you in quite a long time because you're cleared out your gut. You got to clear that gut out. You got to detox the gut. So that's why you have to take hustling on, and a lot of things you have to know. That's why the Six Anointed Camps are here to show you some things that you need to know, special in a relationship. We're going to take a look at that too, everything. But we want to go back to Bubba Yacht Guy Israel and bring him in and see what he got. Then we see what we get on the table. And this is St. Patrick's Day, everything green, and the shamrock. Matter of fact, look up the shamrock. It's supposed to be such a thing, and it's supposed to represent something. Let's take a look at that shamrock, too. Everything green, because I was on a bus today, and where I went to, I seen a lot of things was green. Everything. He said, you know what we plan on doing? We plan on trying to throw a little green in that water. I said, I hear that. So throw some green. So green stuff is, this is the day of the green stuff. But we're going to find out a little bit more about that shortly. So we're going to find out about these two big cardinals that's supposed to be African-Americans and one coming out of Africa. I'm going to find out more about them, too. And although that don't, you know, it don't make a difference, but we acknowledge that they're on the broadcast and they are Catholic cardinals. So that's enough said on that. Then we'll see what we can get going on, Brother Yagdai Israel. Let's see him. What kind of report you got there, Brother Yagdai Israel? And let's see what you're working with. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother, remember, brother, that's what I'm saying. Now listen to me. Detox. Get the garbage out your body. If you don't clean your system out, in 12 weeks, exercise 12 weeks, Yahuwah before you, clear out and break up that foul ground in you, you'll know it because your body will start feeling more fresher, you'll feel more lively, and you'll be according to between inside your body once you detox in 12 weeks. On that 13 weeks, you have the inside of your body, if you do properly, and you got your Yahuwah first, too. Your body on the inside will be between 27 and 35. Okay, good. I accept that. 25 to 35. 27 to 35 years on the inside. That's how much energy you have. So you remember the days of you being 27 in the inside to 35. Once you clear out all that toxins out your body, all that stuff are flushed out. You got your green herbs. You understand that you got to have that salad with the cucumbers in it. The cucumbers plays a great part in your salad. Good old cucumbers in there. It plays a great part. And you eat that salad and drink them natural juices, green, and you drink your half a gallon of clean spring water and flush that stuff out. And all of a sudden you start feeling more refreshed inside. Legs kicking out better and blood circulation moving good. But remember, 12 weeks, but you gotta go for it. You gotta go for it like somebody chasing you behind you, like when you got your paycheck. You know, like the big paychecks that coming up that the president better give you and all that kind of stuff, and he said, you ain't got to pay no taxes on it and none of all that old stuff. You know, just like imagine you got that and then all of a sudden somebody want to chase you. I bet you run fast then, won't you? You'll try to hop, roll, and skip and do everything, right? Right. This is what's going to happen once you get the 12 weeks right and you got your Yahuwah before you them 12 weeks. You done what he done told you to do. On that 13th week, you will feel like what Nicodemus said to Yahuwah's son, how can a man be born again? Can he go? No. You will be feeling born again from 27 to 35 years old from the inside. Your body will be, I mean, if you're ready. If you got your Yahuwah first. Got your Yahuwah first? Good. You done the right thing? Watch what happened then. Because we're getting good reports now. Because when we talked about this back, a lot of people, especially out there around, a lot of them got started. And guess what? Now they got to get their ass stepper before they won't. See, another thing about your ass stepper, remember your bones is brittle. You got to have something. Soft shoes, ankle support, knee support, every type of support you need to get through them 12 weeks. But the reward on that 13th week, you know, your blood going to be running real good. You're going to feel pretty good. You're going to be able to, but remember, got to have Yahuwah first. Can't oil the water and say, hold back the wet. Yahuwah got to be first. Got it? Good. Enough said on that. So that's enough said on that. We're going to find Brother Yahdai Israel. Remember, this is Wednesday. We sit in the stage for the special edition Thursday. Y'all coming up shortly already. Time is flying. So let's see about these big dignitaries that's on the memos, and let's find out about St. Patrick's Day and Shamrock. Let's find out a little something that Brother Yahdai Israel. We've long winded enough. Then we'll get us some Luke and. We'll get a few minutes in now, and we'll be prepared for tomorrow. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah bless you, C. Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, C. Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah. Boy, sounds pretty strong, that brother Yahdai Israel. And he had no cult behind it or nothing. That's pretty good. What you working with? Is anything that we have said where we long-winded enough to get to, like I said, we got to can't talk about none of these folks until I make sure they legit, regardless of they got some color on them or not. What you working with, brother Yahdai Israel? You on the clock, come on.
Just the first thing on the agenda was St. Patrick's. We have a...
Okay, what about St. Patrick?
St. Patrick was a 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland. Much of what is known about St. Patrick come from the Declaration, which allegedly written by Patrick himself. It is believed that he was born in Roman, Britain, in the 4th century, to a wealthy Romano British family. His father was a deacon. His grandfather was a priest in the Christian church. According to the Declaration, at the age of 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders, taken as a slave to Gaelic Ireland, G-A-E, Gaelic Ireland, G-A-E-L-I-C, said that he spent 6 years there working as a shepherd. That during this time, he found God. The Declaration said that God told Patrick to flee to the coast, where a ship would be waiting to take him home. After making his way home, Patrick went on to become a priest.
Mm-hmm. I can add a little bit to what he's saying, and not on that. Patrick, he's the one that converted Ireland into Christianity, because he said the Lord told him that to do that. Jesus Christ told him to do that, and Mary, possibly Mary too, and what else? And he was born around about 385 B.C., according to this report. And that's not his actual name. He was given the name Patrick. His name is M-A-E-W-Y-N-S-U-C-C-A-T. That's really his name. And he was kidnapped. And once he got over to Ireland, he converted the whole country into Christianity, and he had the same powers that Jesus Christ had. He raised big dignitaries from one of the presidents, the head men over there says he just two of his daughters just they have died. Two of his daughters have died. Can you do anything? Can you get them? If you can get them back to life, I'll be a Christian too. So the two daughters that had them passed, St. Patrick went over there and told both of the two girls, get up, and that converted the head man at that time to be a Christian too. So, and he died around 461, but he left his mark with Christianity. And this day was celebrated. It first started celebrated in the U.S. around 1762 in New York. That was the first celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Good. Now, so we got enough on that. So what about the shamrock? What do the shamrock make you do there? Look at the shamrock there, the green flower, because everybody got a green flower on representing something. So what do the green shamrock do for today, Brother Yagdai Israel? Let's talk about the shamrock. Come on.
Reading from online encyclopedia, and they read, a shamrock is a young sprig used as a symbol of Ireland. St. Patrick, Ireland patriarch saint, said to have used it as a metaphor for the Christian Holy Trinity.
So that shamrock, the green shamrock, is representing the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that's what when you see, you go to stores now, and those you live in a lot of the neighborhoods that people look like somebody else, you'll see the green emblem on it, everybody wearing green, and trying to pull a little green stuff in the water if they can, because everybody is wearing green today. And they got the shamrock, which is representing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what that represents. Now, Brother Yagdai, that's enough on him. Now, what about these two African-Americans, cardinals? What about these cardinals? One is in Washington, and one is in the Senegal, S-E-N-E-G-A-L, both of them archbishops and they cardinals. So these are some pretty, they African Americans. So what about them? Do they exist? Come on.
I was able to, I didn't catch the second gentleman, but this first guy, Wilton Daniel Gregory. Wilton Daniel Gregory, born December the 7th, 1947, is a prelate of the Catholic Church, who is the Archbishop of Washington. Pope Francis elevated him to the rank of cardinal on November the 28th, 2020. He is the first African-American cardinal.
Hey. Well, he got, according to the memo, he got a... His right-hand man is with him. His right-hand man is also will be taking notes on this lesson tonight. His name, according to this memo, is Father Cardinal Jeffrey. He's the big priest up under him. I want to make sure he's Father Cardinal Jeffrey, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. His name is David Cardinal Jeffrey, and he's the right-hand man to Daniel. What about him? What about him, Brother Yahweh Israel? His name is Father Cardinal Jeffrey, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. He's the Archdiocese. Let's find out. Do he exist? Come on.
One second, Elsie.
Here, if we memo you, every name exists. You don't have to write a background check. Well, wait a minute. You know, if I don't do that, and you're not legit, then you will mess me up. So I'm going to check you out to make sure, you know. So you have to bear with me before then we're going to get some lesson on after we find out do Father Cardinal Jeffrey, is he who you say he is? You're on the clock there, Brother Yahweh.
I'm still trying to locate.
Well, we put him. We won't mention him no more until you. If you don't find none on Father Carter, Jeffrey G. R I F F I N. You don't find none on him, then we let him stay quiet for a minute. Then it's plenty more, but I suppose I'm gonna go. Now you can cut me off if you want. I ain't going no further. I got to get on something because it's, we know it's your broadcast, but I got to get down the road a bit. All right, enough said on that because we want to talk about some things that we have to line up in the Sixth Anointed Camps to get our act together, some things that we need to know, and we won't get to that, so that's enough. That's enough there. So, Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see if we get something going on around here.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. We'll take care of tomorrow, Brother Yahweh Israel. I want to know what do the tomorrow. That's this is called Thursday. I want to know what is this conversation about the HRS. I want it to get on this broadcast. But since too much time been taken up already on St. Patrick's Day, and we're going on Joseph's Day in a couple more days. So we got we kind of grab all this. So that's why we say, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1:1, give me a name in 9 and 12 says what? What it says in Deuteronomy 1:1, verse 9 and 12, that Brother Yahweh Israel, then we'll get something going on. We'll see if we bring out some good stuff. But we got to put our, let's call it, exclaimer, on Deuteronomy 1:1 and 9 and 12. What does it say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse number 1, verse number 9 and 12 reads, book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse number 1. "These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel." Verse number 9. "I speak unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone." Verse number 12. "I cannot myself alone bear your cumbering, your burden, and your strife."
And in the 31st chapter of the same book of Deuteronomy, what do verse 30 say? In the same book, Deuteronomy 31, verse 30. What does that say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy 31. Verse number 30 reads, Deuteronomy 31, verse 30. "And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended.
Mm-hmm. And back up to the 29th chapter. 29th chapter. And let's see what that said. 29, in the 29th chapter. Let's see what that say in the 29th chapter. In the 29th chapter. What do they say? Yeah, verse number 29. Pick it up at verse number 9. I'll need one verse.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse number 9 reads, keep them for the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do.
Mm-hmm. So you see, everything works when you keep the Torah instruction, you do it, what the man tell you to do. Everything works if you prosper. You'll prosper. If you do what the man tell you to do, you'll prosper. So we don't know. And remember, see, what we're going to do, we're trying to paint a picture. We're going to try to paint a picture for you, see, right? But I got to make a detour because I'm hearing good reports about, you know, how do I know when I got somebody's good in my corner? How do I know, seer? Well, the Six Morning Camps can help you on all that. And we left a message, but we didn't never get an answer back. Well, I guess you will get an answer back. That's pretty good. How would you know? First of all, let's back up to Genesis for a minute. Let me get this for a minute. This must be very important because, see one thing about it, see, right here. You got to understand what the scripture's saying and how to, let's take a look at that. Let's go to Genesis 24, 1 through 5, and 15 to 22, 42 to 46. Because, see, it's certain things you have to know. In the Six Anointed Camps, we can help you before, because like I said again, you just can't be in a relationship. It got to be a Yahwali relationship. And that means that you able to do something that we're getting ready to read. Let's see what's going on. Let's back up to Genesis 24, 1 through 5, 15 through 22, 42 through 46. We're going to see if we can get something in before the special edition Thursday evening kick in. Let's see what is the key words in here. I want to take notes myself. Because if you got legitimate questions like that, I don't know why one of the six anointed camp did not get back. That's a pretty good memo there. But I don't know why one of the six anointed camp didn't get back with you on this one. Because it sounds like you pretty legit on this. You okay. So we'll get at that. We'll take care of Patrick and the big dignitary is Charlie, but this is more important to understand how do you know. Okay, let's see. Let's see where you start at. Genesis 24, 1 through 5, 15 through 22, 42 through 46. Okay, good question. Good question. Let's get answered. You're on the clock, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Look at Genesis chapter 24, number 1 through 5. Verse 15 through 22, verse number 42 through 46 reads, Book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse number 1. Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Yahweh blessed Abraham in all things. Verse number 2. Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, the root of all that he had, put I pray thee your hand under your thigh. Verse number 3. And I will make thee swear by Yahweh, Yahweh of heaven, Yahweh of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. Verse number 4. You shall go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Verse number 5. And the servant said unto him, preadventure, The woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I need bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? Number 15. It came to pass.
Hold that part. Hold that part, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now this is some big talk right here, and the key is verse 5. The first thing in a relationship, the first thing in a relationship has to be understood is conversation with Eliezer, talking to Abraham, and Abraham, let's find somebody, Abraham, real quick, that Brother Yahdai Israel. I want to go to the 63rd chapter. That's a big verse right there. Now, I need to know more about Abraham. Maybe the 63rd chapter tell me something about Abraham. 63, it might tell me something about Abraham. What do it say is in 63 verse 16? What do we? I need to hear something about Abraham. What about Abraham?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse number 16 reads, "Doubtless you are our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yahweh, our father, our redeemer, your name is from everlasting."
Well, I'm missing my hit. I'm looking for where it says, Brother Yahdai Israel. That's good, too. He called Abraham alone. Can you help me out with that verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel? He called Abraham alone. So, he called Abraham alone. That's what I'm looking for. But see, yeah, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, they all ignorant of this nation because they not in a position to respond to you until they all be woke up after Adam get up, you know. So we understand that they ignorant of you, but we can bring up some things that Paul visits and things, you know. But right now, you know, once you shut them down, that'd be your stake until he get Adam up first. So all this by Mary and Guadalupe and Joseph the protector came and done out. No, see, that's, we ought to deal with that later. But what you got on, he called Abraham alone there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can you help me out on that one?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 2. Book of Isaiah 51 verse 2. Because to Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him.
That's big talk right there. You know, I like to do some, but I can't. I like tighten that up some more, but we're not going to tighten it up some more. Let's go back to, so you see, and the reason why he dealt with Abraham, he said that to, you know, Abraham was talking to Eliezer. So he was telling his right-hand man, Eliezer, exactly, you know, and he asked it, a profound question. Souls, she don't do what again in verse 5? Listen what he says in verse 5. Back to verse 5 again in 24 verse 5 says what?
Look at Genesis 24. Verse number 5 reads, "And the servant said unto him, Peradventure, the woman would not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I need bring..."
Excellent, right there. See, in a relationship, according to the Bible, that works. The woman have to be brought up to understand one thing. When you get with your better half. After you left your father's house by being a follower upon your father, the same program have to be in the mind when you give it your better half. You become a follower of him. That's why you have to make sure you sit among the six anointed camps to understand something. Abraham is the one, and when Eliezer said to, listen, suppose she don't follow me. See? So that's the key, see, right? That is the mindset that has to be taught out of the six anointed camps when you together. Understand, you must follow that better half. Yo Yahweh, you got to follow him. See, here we read in verse 5. Oh, well, that part right there. Now you cutting the tooth in. Now, once I left my mother and father's house, I'm going to be 50-50. No, it don't work like that. See, right then and there, it don't work like that if you're going to do Bible. So this is one thing we teach in the six anointed camps when we bring out the paperwork and show them some things that you have to be a willing follower. And not only a follower now. Let's see step two. Now we're going to see what we can get out of step two. Now that's verse 5. So now we read verse 5, and now let's go see what else in 15 to 22. Now listen, it's going to be something in there that we're going to, after we read it, we're going to have to pull them verses out and expound on 15 to 22. Listen to this. What it say?
Book of Genesis chapter 24, verse number 15. It came to pass before he had done speaking, and behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Verse 16. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. Verse 17. The servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of your pitcher. Verse 18. And she said, drink, my Yahweh. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. Verse number 19. And when she had drunk and when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have done drinking. Verse number 20. And she hasted and entered her pitcher into the trough and ran again into the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. Verse number 21. The man wondering at her held his peace to wit whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not. Verse 22. It came to pass as the camels had done drinking that the man took a golden earring of half a sickle weight, two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold.
Now, read verse 21 again.
The book of Genesis 24, verse 21. And the man wondering at her held his peace to wit whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not.
Verse
number 20. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels.
Verse 19.
Verse number 19. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have done drinking.
Now, what did you get out of that? You got out of that the woman that he was getting ready to get with in time to come. She was hastening to do whatever it takes. She don't sit on the fence that shoots. What you mean? What's gonna be cooked for dinner? Hey, what you gonna bring? What you mean? excuse. See, Roy, listen. Boy, I'm as tired as you are. I won't know what you brought. What I brought. See? So you see, the kind of better half you must have is a page out of Habakkuk's book. Now, Eliezer was watching it because he was already told about Abraham. Some things in it. We couldn't read all of it in between. You can read between yourself. Abraham told him exactly what to look for because you know why? You know what the spirit was on Abraham? Look at 18 chapter and pick up verse 17 through 19. Let me show you something about Abraham. Go back to Genesis chapter 18. Yahweh made a profound statement. That's why he called Abraham alone. So if you want to know how to make a relationship work, then you just can't do the appearance thing. You got to see how much hasten in that person before you get caught up with that person. So you see, when he after he was laying back in the cut, and she said, okay, I'll give you some water. And not only that, she broke out running. And do you know how much water that a camel drink? He came with camels. Camels drink about 25 gallons of water apiece. So she had a pitcher, and she knocked all the camels out and everything. And he landed back in the cut. See? So he's saying, my master told me what to look for, like we trying to tell you out of six anointed camps. You must have a better half to get watch your back. This was what this is all about. She got to be about your back, what you teach up. You remember the story in a little while back? I can read about the story of Abraham and his wife. He forgot to circumcise his sons. His wife jumped up immediately and done it because he had forgot, to do so. So you got to understand your role once you take on the responsibility and being with that man, your Yahweh, by taking a page out of Rebecca, your grandmother's book. See, this is your biography of your grandmother. So you see what she did, and that was a good thing. Now, remember we read that verse over there in the book of Isaiah 51, verse 2. He called Abraham alone. Okay, good. Now watch this here. Let's see what Yahweh, he was talking, and Abraham was not around. Look what he said to whom he get ready to talk to in 18 chapter 17 through 19.
Look at Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 through 19, read. Genesis 18, verse 17. Yahweh said, shall I have from Abraham the thing which I do? Verse 18. Seeing that Abraham would surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Number 19. For I know him, that he will command his family, his household after him. They shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice, judgment. And Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him.
Mm-hmm. So you see, that's why he knew Abraham what Abraham was going to do. See, Abraham told Eliezer. Abraham also knew that prior to that, in Ishmael's days, we don't read it before, but he came to his first son's wife and he said, hey, woman, give me a little of that water. We ain't got no water. Well, give me a piece of bread or something. I ain't got nothing for you. Get on. He said, I tell you what you do. You tell that Ishmael. He said, you see that nail right there in that tent? Yeah. You tell him, take that nail out and chunk it as far as you can chunk it. Can you do that? Yeah, I can do that. Okay, go. I'm gone. So this is the same Abraham. He told Eliezer that Isaac was on the clock. You go, and this is the, when you read the story, this is the trend on the woman that I want my son to be with, which is Rebecca. He knew more, and you see what she did? He got over there and said, say, hey, little young girl, give me a little of that water to drink. She could say, I ain't giving you, can be just like Ishmael's wife, I ain't giving you nothing. Wrong. She said, here's some water, and you see all them, you got around them camels. She ran, got everybody full of water. A camel, when you do the research on a camel drinks about 25 gallons of water. So she done all that. And old Eliezer laying back in the cut. He said, you know, my old master, he's pretty good. So now listen, a wise seer would tell the six anointed camps that you got to understand these things. When you bring the couple, this is on the exam anyway, that what will you do if people get to do something? What you going to be, oh, I'm going to do my thing. Well, you see, you do it. You ain't got no thing now. Your thing is his thing. That's the point we're making. Your thing now becomes his thing. You have to make sure his thing is up front. Your thing is secondary to that. You see, we're going to read a little bit more. We're going to leave that like it is. You know the story where he said when Ishmael got back, he said, you know, old man called and told me to tell you when you get back, that old nail in that old tent, take that nail out and get rid of it and get another. And then Donald Ishmael, oh, I know you didn't honor. You didn't honor my father, he was saying in his mind. He said, I tell you what, you get everything you got. And I'm taking you back to old Ham and get you back over to Ham so you get on out of here. Now why he said that? Let's go to Sirach 26, 23 through 26 for a minute. Just for a minute. Let me show you something. In the book, that's why we come six nights a week. We don't know what we're going to teach on, but since we got the good report about some good things, and they said they didn't get a return phone call on about how to find a mate. Well, this is the steps you got to have right here. You got to get past the 74 appearance. And don't make your call appearance. You're calling on. You might just be doing something. You might drop your wallet, drop your wallet. Let's see if she pick it up or go inside or keep it inside of it. Drop your wallet and act like you don't see it and walk away and see what she do. Will she pick it up and look all in and see you got any numbers in there? Or she say, hey, my yak, why you dropped the wallet? Oh, thank you, baby. Yeah, you see? So you know there's some things that, we'll show you. You got to hear it here. By using your grandmother and Abraham, he called Abraham alone because he knew what Abraham was going to do. And we told Eliezer, this is what you look for in that woman that you're going to see for my son. She's going to have some giddy up in her concerning respect for you, and you're going to be a stranger, but she's going to have that gene of respect. That's what we're reading now. So we leave that like it is. Now, let's come back now to, that's enough of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, let's skip down to verse 42 to 46. Let's see what happened next. Back to Genesis 24, 42 to 46. See, that's why, we own 3 hours. And I know it's not long enough. I hear you saying, WCC, we don't get on to Patrick's Day. Listen, take care of Patrick's Day maybe this time next week. We don't know. We teach spirit of don't cut me off. You're going to do what you got to do. Get down to 42 to 46. Very important to finish this up. What it says in Genesis 24:42-46,
Brother Yahdai. Book of Genesis 24, verse number 42. Look at Genesis 24, verse 42. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Yahweh of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way, which I go. Verse 43. Behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass. And when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, thou say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. Verse 44. She said to me, O drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camel. Let the same be the woman whom Yahweh have appointed out for my master's son. Verse 45. Before I had done speaking in my ear, in my mind, the old Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray you. Verse 46. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink. And I will give thy camel drink also. So I drank. And she made the camel drink also.
Ain't that something? That's nice, Leroy. That's nice. See, that's nice, Leroy. That's nice. See, there goes that. See, now listen. There is a there. Abraham told him up front by being a man of Yahweh exactly what's going to jump off. And just like we can tell you what's going to jump off. You know, if you do the right thing and you take heed to the six anointed camps, of voices of a true Israelite, don't do none of that backdoor stuff. That backdoor stuff gonna mess you up every time you get a thrill from vanilla, and that's it. Put that back stuff down. All the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite, and we'll get you, get you happy if you listen. You see what's going on here? Now I'm got happy already. How about you, Brother Yahdai Israel? You getting the you get happy over there?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Christ. What's up, 24 and pick up verse 57. Listen to verse 57. I got to get a little bit more of this. It's a key word that I want to get out of here. 57, then skip down to 61 through 67. Let's get a little bit more out of this.
The book of Genesis, chapter 24. Verse number 51.
No, make it 57. For time. I like to do more. Time won't get away at Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll get back at this a little bit later. Because this is from the drop of a hat. But here, 24:57, and skip down to 61 through 67. Let's see what we get out of this.
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse number 57. Genesis 24, verse 57. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. Verse 61. And Rebekah rode and her damsel, and they rode upon the camel and followed the man. The servant took Rebekah and went his way. Verse 62. Neither came from the way of...
Hold on. Brother Yahdai Israel, I can't get away. Come on back to 57 again and just pick it up right there because I want to know. They called the woman. They called the damsel and say, listen, say something to her in 57. That was family. Said something to her in 57. And I need to know what did she say. So pick it up at verse 57 again. Just go straight on down and Let me get me a hit in. It's something that need to be brought out. Because he was said to her something. Read 57 again. I'm going to take one verse at a time for a minute. 57, one verse at a time.
Look at Genesis 24, verse 57. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth.
Yeah. So now, they gonna require to the damsel's mouth concerning what's on the table. You know, now let's find out 58.
Verse number 58. They called Rebekah and said unto her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go."
Yeah. Would you go with this man? Would you go with this man? Would you go with this man? She said, "I will go." Now you see that? Would you go with this man? She said, "I will go." That's that big talk you got here. What happened next?
Verse number 59. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men.
Mm-hmm. Good. What happened next?
Verse number 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, "You are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions. Let thy seed possess the gates of those which hate them."
Mm-hmm. Now, 61 through 67. Now, listen to this real good. 61 through 67. Let's see how. See, when things is in order, and Yahweh's hand is in it. Let's see how. See, that's that back door stuff. You know that old back. You know, you forget about the anointed leadership. Where you know make sure. You get the blessing of the six anointed camps before you do anything. We tell you to save you many strikes and problems up the road because you have to have this understanding both ways about whatever you're going to be into. So always get advice from the six anointed camps of bosses of the two of life pertaining to anything. Get you there because we teach camp that is prepared to show you what to do if this come up. That's me showing you about how to get your body back on the inside like it's 27 to 35 years. To your age might be 120 like Moses was. We told you Tuesday or Monday, whenever, Moses still getting raises put up and wraps a man down. Hoshea at 85 was able to. You know, because of what they ate. Their system was not clogged up full of beans, rice, chicken, and cows. And sugar, that glucose that caused you diabetes. What the other disease you get besides diabetes? What else probably got diabetes, Israel?
High blood pressure.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, all this stuff. Because you got to pay attention to the six anointed camps to tell you how you control this stuff. How you control this stuff by making sure that you, if you're in a relationship, it got to work just like this right here. You got to measure up your grandmother to your relationship today. And if it corresponds with it, We'll see. Now, 61 through 67.
Book of Genesis 24, verse 61. Rebekah rose in her death boot, and they rode upon the camel and followed the man. The servant took Rebekah and went his way. Verse 62. Neither came from the way of the well, the Haru, for he dwelt in the south country. Verse 63, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening tide. He lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Verse 64, Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Verse 65, for she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" The servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. Verse 66. and the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. Verse 67. Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Read verse 61 again.
The book of Genesis 24, verse 61. Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camel and followed the man. The servant took Rebekah and went his way and followed the man.
And followed the man. You see what I'm saying? Now you see, and when you read that last verse, you see how that is a page that's, you know, in exam of the marriage, we tell you, make sure you got a Bible that got the, you know, with the all of the agreements on it, and we're going to tighten it up, and we're going to go over all this stuff with you. You see what happened? Now you see? Now, look at verse 67 one more time. Listen at verse 67 again. One more time. And this is a page that it got to be set up that way, so you won't have all these old heebie-jeebies problems. It got to be set up this way. 67. What does it say in 67?
Book of Genesis 24, verse 67. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent to Rebekah. She became his wife. He loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Isaac was company. He was, you know what he said. He brought this. See, you understand how it got to go. That's how it got to go. She came to him, and he took her by the hand and said, "You've done pretty good," and that 61, and followed the man. See, that's the key right there, see, Roy. It's right there. See? Now, that's a page that's got to be understood before any of the six anointed counsel that no, this got to be put on the table. Right here. It's right there. Is it right? Take number 20. Now, let's run to Sirach, like I said, about that 25th chapter. Let's run to Sirach 25, verse 1, 13, 16 through 26. It's time to run out. So, you know, I know about the big African-American bishop zone, but you got it. Tomorrow. We'll see what we can do tomorrow, but we got to take care of this right here. We got to take care of this. Sirach 25, verse 1. 13 through 26. Let's see what we'll be working with there, Brother
Yagda Israel. The book of Sirach, 5, verse number 1, verse 13 and 26.
And 16 through 26. We might just go ahead and get this out the way on tape 20. And then we'll have a fresh start at taking care of the Sabbath Church of St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Especially on Thursday. Been in the night. We're working with it in Sirach 25, verse 1, verse 13, 16 to 26. What does it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse number 1, verse number 13, verse 16 to 26 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 25. Verse number 1. In three things I was beautified, stood up beautiful, both before Yahweh and men. The unity of brethren, the love of neighbors, a man and a wife that agreed together. Verse 13. Give me any plague but the plague of the mind, and any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman. Verse 16. I had rather dwell with a lion and a dragon, a deep house with a wicked woman. Verse 17, the wickedness of a woman changes her face, darkens her countenance like sackcloth. Verse 18, her husband shall sit among his neighbors, when he hears it, shall sigh bitterly. Verse number 19, All wickedness is but little to the wickedness of a woman, that the portion of a sinner fall upon her. Verse number 20. As the climbing up a sandy way is to the feet of the age, so is a wife full of words to a quiet man. Verse 21. Stubborn not at the beauty of a woman, and desire her not for pleasure. Verse 22. A woman, if she maintain her husband, is full of anger, impotence, and much reproach. Verse 23. A wicked woman abateth the courage, maketh a heavy countenance, and a wounded man. A woman that would not comfort her husband is distressed, making weak hands and feeble knees. Verse 24. Of the woman came the beginning of sin, and through her we all die. Verse 25. Give the word of no passage, neither a wicked woman liberty to gap abroad. Verse 26. If she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from thy flesh. Give her a bill of divorce and let her go.
Let's go to Sirach 26, 14 through 17. You hear that, Sirach? You see that soul tied and you miserable, being soul tied and miserable. Being miserable. The only thing you got in common is 3 minutes in the sack and being miserable. That's soul tied. See, you know, this is a big job heading for us and that's coming up. And we got to have things in line. And one thing about it, don't be just soul tied. If it don't line up with the Bible, then it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Some business, because we can go on and on, but we ain't. Sirach 26, verse 1, 7, 14 through 17. Listen good. Sirach 26, verse 1. Skip down to verse 7, 14 through 17, and we'll wrap it up in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Let's see if we can get a little bit more out of this there. Verse 1. Get down to 7, 14 through 17. See that back door stuff, that mess you up. All these old back door relationships. You know, you got to sit down with the six anointed camps and we can show you the way and how to get the man and stay on his feet, keep him skinning and grinning. Some of the right, walk around with 50 pounds of toxins, boo-boo in it. And got him down. We keep dragging. He dragged to work. He dragged back in the house. And when he eat, he falls. He killing the man, but putting in his belly. That's what he said. You got to know these things. You see what Rebecca did? She know what, you know? Because Abraham had already asked Yahweh, well, tell him, what do my son need? He said, what are you using? I'm going to tell you. And this what you tell a little piece of Eliezer, what are you going to look for and lay back and see what is unfold? You see how this thing is set up? Now, we telling you now what to look for. How to look in a relationship, because a relationship flows to bring you joy, you know, love and happiness, not all that you know, with the next stuff. Verse 1, 7, 14 through 17.
The book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse 1, verse 7, verse 14 through 17 reads, the book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse number 1, blessed the man that have a virtuous wife, for the number of his days shall be double. Verse number 7, an evil wife is a yoke shaken to and fro. He that have hold of her is as though he held a scorpion. Verse number 14, a silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh, and there is nothing to so much worth as a mind well instructed. Verse 15, a shamefaced and faithful woman is a double mercy, and her contented mind cannot be valued. Verse 16, as the sun when it arises in the high heavens, So is the beauty of a good wife and the ordering of her family. Verse 17. As the clear light is upon the righteous candlestick, so is the beauty of the faith in right age.
Read verse 1 again.
Verse number 1. Blessed is the man that have a virtuous wife, for the number of his days shall be doubled.
You see the man's head? And look how we just drop it all off. You know, drop it off just as fast. You know why? Because you eat wrong. She ain't watching your back. And next thing you know, now you stressed out and an ambulance come to get you. You're always shaking. And why you sitting out in your car? I just don't want to go inside because I know I'm going to run into some argument. So I'm going to sit outside. And then all of a sudden, somebody's going to pick on you wondering what the bang is. And hey, you sit in the car, but you got anything in your pocket I need to have? You see this big banger looking at you, don't you? See that? See, all this happens because when you keep backdooring stuff, because you got an education from Satan the devil, you got no education from this Bible on what to look for and how to deal with this thing. Because let me tell you something, time is too short. Time is short now. The six anointed count, we got to get busy. Now, if you got a better half of trying to get one, we're trying to show you what position you got to be in. Because you want to be part of the 26 verse 1 again, you want to have this on your resume. 26 verse 1, what it say?
Book of Sirach 26, verse number 1. Blessed is the man that have a virtuous wife, for the number of his days shall be doubled.
Did I say much on that? Now go to Ruth chapter 1, 16 and 17. So you see, we don't know where we're going in any lesson, but we're trying to tell you. See, the six anointed camp, we coming at the known world. First thing we're doing now is getting started. We understand that, you know, a lot of, you know, come here and come there and come here. We're not coming nowhere yet. We'll get in order first. When we come, we're going to be in order, Bible order. And we know what to do because we're going to always have us some Ruth chapter 1, 16 and 17. We're going to work with this. What does it say?
Book of Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17 reads. Book of Ruth 1, verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For whether thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your Yahuwah, my Yahuwah. Where thou liest, while thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. Yahuwah do so to me and more also. Aught but death part you and me.
You don't break the rules of Yahuwah. You have to put your nest together, and she got to come where you at. You got to have your nest together. Then she come where you at. That's how it goes, see, right? I can tell you more on that. But that's how it goes. You see what Rebecca left. She to follow the man. So the man got to be in order. Huh? That's what he got to do. You can't keep on backdooring and stuff and always want to know why your head down and nothing going right, because you backdoored this thing. You didn't get counseling from the Six Anointed Council. So now let's see what happened over here in the book of Tobit, chapter 4, 4 through 12. And we'll call it right there, brother. Yeah, Israel. See, we got the answers. And on any point, we can give you the answers. But you got to stop back on this stuff. If you see you, the only thing you got in common, well, I guess I'm going to treat you right tonight because I need to rub my knee on her knee. You ain't got to live like that. You got to live like Abraham said you're supposed to live. Call it, and that's how it is, and that's the end of it. That's what Yahuwah said that. That's the same thing he told Isaac. And Eliezer laid back in the cut and watched her got around and not only gave him some drink, bed, drank with the camels and done all that. You read the story all the rest of it in between yourself. That's what you got to have with you. You got to have that. And that's the double your days, because you're not going to be trying to be giving you some red beans or black beans or whatever, pork and beans and rice, potatoes, or coffee with cream in it, dairy product, chicken, cow meat and all that stuff. And one that you got 50 pounds of mucus in your body, and then you take that meal that's in your body, and you put another meal in your body, all that hot stuff that's killing your colons in there. Your colons is crying. You're dying, my man. You're dragged to work, you're dragged home, fall asleep. You got no get up. You know why? You're getting killed in your stomach. You got to get that garbage out. Clean your intestines out. People know what to do by getting to the Six Anointed Camp, and we'll show how you feed this man with loving and kindness. And this man will live double. You see what we read? We read that 26:1. See, we read it first, but we comment on it. You see? Now, let's go to Tobit chapter 4:4-12. What does it say? We'll close out there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse number 4-12 reads. Book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse number 4. Remember, my son, that she saw many dangers for you when thou was in her womb. When she is dead, bury her by me in one grave. Verse number 5. My son, be mindful of Yahuwah with Yahuwah all your days, and let not your will be to set to sin, but to transgress his Torah instructions. Do it rightly all thy life long, and follow not the way of the unrighteous. Verse 6. Well, thou deal truly, thy doing shall possibly succeed to thee, and to all them that live justly. Verse 7. Give alms of thy substance. And when thou givest alms, let not thine eye be envious. Neither turn thy face from any poor. And the face of Yahuwah shall not be turned away from you. Verse number 8. If thou hast abundance, give alms accordingly. If thou have but little, be not afraid to give according to that little. Verse number 9. For thou layest up a good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity. Verse number 10. Because that all do deliver from death, and suffer not to come into darkness. Verse number 11. For all is a good gift unto all that give it in the sight of the Most High Yahuwah. Verse 12. Beware of all whore of my son. Chiefly, take a wife of your seed, of the seed of your father, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of thy father's tribe. For we are the family of the seer, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Remember my son and our fathers, from the beginning even that they all married wives of their own kindred, and were blessing their children, and their seed shall inherit the land. Verse 13, now therefore my son, love thy brethren, despise that in thy mind, your brothers, the sons and daughters of your people, now taking a wife of them, when pride is destruction and much trouble, and then lewdness is decay and great want. But lewdness is the mother of famine. Verse 14, and not the wages of any man which I have wrought for thee, carry with thee. Forgive him it out of thy out of hand. But if thou serve Yahweh, he will also repay thee. Be circumspect, my son, in all things that thou doest, and be wise in all thy conversations.
That 14 and 15, that was your own doing, but that was a great thing. See, you add to that, you added to it, that was your own doing, and that was a great thing. See, you must say, I got something. You got something, but that 14 and 15, that's a good thing. So you see, C-Ray, that backdoor stuff ain't going to cut it. And if you don't, and then you wonder why, you got all these medicine on your dresser, you got all these problems, and the only thing that's going out is 3 minutes, then all of a sudden you're back at each other. Wow, wow, wow. Root, 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 and all that stuff. But then, you cutting your days down. Cutting your days down. We'll leave that like it is. We'll come back with that later. But there it is. Take 20. And Mr. Tibbs is going to tell you all about it. He's going to tell you all about it. And one thing about it, you can catch the broadcast again. He'll tell you all about that.
Bro,
y'all, God, Israel, close the statement. You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, qua, love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, see Royal. We work, King, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Yagdai Israel, we'll catch you on special edition call Thursday evening, and then we'll take care of Patrick's Day and everybody else's day. But, we don't know why that call from the Six Anointed Camps didn't take that call up and straighten that part out, because that was a great memo that, because you can't keep on backdooring stuff. You got to make sure Yahweh is, it's in front of this thing, because It'll double, you read it in 26:1, it's around, it'll double your days if you do right. Mr. Taylor, what's your closing statement on tape 20, and you and the clock come on?
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Searsville, and thank you for bringing me back until tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you that came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And to see those things that most of us here can see and some can never find. And to touch those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. I usually say the wicked can do none of these things. And why? Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. The righteous explain in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. 12 says, for the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, considering the amount, as I said before, of people that come to listen to Yahweh's word, we know a lot have come for the good and receive it and add unto it, as the scriptures say. And some not for the good of others, just to see who's all attending, what's being talked about, and who they like and don't like. And I know most of you have seen just as much as I. These are the people are the ones that have to realize we're here for one reason, and that's for the word of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked and came to seek, and you have found that you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Monday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is from 6:30 to 9:30 on Friday until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again, till the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you currently own. Right on the search line, enter www.triebehdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instruction. On any other device, it may look a little different. You might see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live, also to build a school, banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you for you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices you currently have. Right on the search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated. Is not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few Bible verses that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8 says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other is James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious, and vital are not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as I mentioned many times before, still there are those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, we again find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions directly via voicemail text, email. He's generally usually pretty busy answering many memos as we have seen before. Thoughts of running a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly what's important, preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man. Limited by Yakwa's creation to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa will be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned. You can call and leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100%, and found this is impossible, as quoted in Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated in its entirety at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter www. Well, let me change that. We're getting carried away here. I'm talking too fast. To get there, open up any search engine, type in three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, once again, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any day or number of days. Well, today is definitely another day for Yakwa's Word. Nothing exchanged except all of the people that came to hear Yakwa's Word, commend it, and add unto it. And those that come that only want to hear certain verses in the Bible, following by those taking the verses meaning another way, which I've seen many times before, along with those noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener. Flipping pages in the Bible look like they're paying attention, but are clearly lost when they're called to speak. They've clearly forgotten we are only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman can do that was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that if it's all possible. Because if anyone says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another. That's past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son said in Matthew 19:26 about the impossible. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we find out that a man or woman's work is measured by the things that we think, do, and say. In the book of James 2:18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Well, we try to exhibit good works all the time, especially in the words of Yahuwah. We have people out there that you may have seen or may not have seen. They use the words of the Bible in malicious ways. We don't expect them to be blessed by Yahuwah. Most of the horror movies and everything that you can think about of horror. You know, we mentioned earlier about the dark times of the Catholic faith. Most of the religious horror movies that you've seen are most frightening are the Catholic Church design, the demonic nun, the vampire nun, and so on. There are about 50 more I can name, but hundreds are made. I guess this has made emphasis in the mind of most over the years, that you can put a curse on someone as punishment. We talked about curses before. When we think of curses, many of us immediately think of voodoo. We picture someone pushing pins in a doll, which can be represented by those that they hate. Bad things can come up on them. We think of a person casting spells. However, voodoo is much more than that. Voodoo is a religion practiced chiefly in the Caribbean countries, especially in Haiti. It's a mixture of the Roman Catholic rituals. Notice that. Roman Catholic rituals. And the animalism and magic of slaves of West Africa. Those who practice voodoo believe that Yagwa rules over a multitude of local entities and defiled ancestors and saints who communicate with dreams, trances, and ritual practices. In the Bible, curses and spells are forbidden practices that extend far beyond the practices of voodoo. No matter how small a bad wish is, it's still a form of a curse. There are those of us out there that actually use the Bible verses to try this. I've even heard some of this myself, where certain people say, oh, we're going to put a curse on you and make God do something bad to you. Well, this is the far most worst thing that one can ever do, using the words of Yahweh to wish harm to another. And Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 to 12, 10 says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh this son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, an enchanter, a witch, 11, or a charmer, a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, 12. For all those that do these things are abomination unto the Yahweh. Because these abomination, the Yahweh, doeth drive them out before thee. In the book of James, I look at chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. Verse 9 says, therewith we bless Yahweh, even the Father, therewith curse we men, which are made there after the similitude of Yahweh. 10. Out of the same mouth proceed the blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things should not ought to be so to be. 11. Do a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? Remember, the Bible, we have words of Yahweh that has reminded us we do error not knowing the scripture nor the power of Yahweh, as I have mentioned before in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. So be careful what you wish for, but be wise what you pray. For we were given a choice. Remember this choice was given in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, with that, it seems that Yahweh has given us a hint and a choice. But follow that. At this particular time, keep the Bibles open. This program is still yet getting interesting. Turn our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, that's Mr. Tiff. You know, like I said, any of the six anointed camps got some dust ass Yahweh going good, I'll be your greatest supporter, because I know one thing, you got the anointing on you. You got to step up to the plate, because it's a big job here in the bus. And you got to understand something. The tables are set for you to fall, because they know you are the savior of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they know it. So they're gonna come at you all kind of ways. Now, I was listening to a memo. I mean, not a memo, the announcement, the international line, and it was another question on the table. Was here. I called twice, and nobody returned my phone call about, well, what should I be eating then? Because I want to do the right thing. They dignitaries. Okay, well, I like that. Let me just run over a few things that you got to do. Continue listening to the broadcast. Continue to call the international line. But since it says got this message while we got your time, listen, stay away from it. Tell you some things to stay away from. I'll tell you what to work with. You already know about the 12 weeks it takes to get your body in order. And on that 13 weeks, you'll be basically born again from the inside, because the inside of your body, if you're done right in Yahuwah, it'd be between your body be inside after you cleaned it out, between 27 and 35 on the inside of your body. I ain't saying your age might be 120, but the inside of your body be cleaned out and you start seeing more giddy up in your body. Stay away from spaghetti and meatballs. Stay away from macaroni and cheese, beans and rice, peach cobbler. To make a peach cobbler, you got just by pull 10 pounds of sugar into it to make some peach cobbler. Stay away from chicken and rice. That's if you're going for the chicken and cow, if you're going for the win. Going for the win, stay away from potatoes, stay away from it. Sugar, cream, stay away from it. Processed food, stay away from it. Barbecue, stay away from it. Fried food, stay away from it. Cookies, donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, and, well, donuts, period, and coffee and donuts. I got to get that coffee and donut. Go. Stay away from that if you want to go for the win. Want to go for the win? Put all that to your side and leave that alone. I give you something that you can work with. Pineapple, work with it. Okra, get some nice okra, put in your meal. Corn, always, every meal you have, make sure corn in it. You know what corn can from. Greens, fish, onion, cinnamon, garlic, ginger, beets, you know, stuff like that. You know, green stuff from the ground. After you get your 12 weeks out the way, your great meal is in 11 verse 5 of Numbers, the great meal you start putting on the table. You'll see more response in yourself and to that better half if you start giving them some 11 verse 5 of Numbers and stay away from all that processed food, all them restaurant, that fast food stuff. Leave that alone. I tell you what, go on the diet we told you, the fasting of 12 weeks. Make sure you eat the salads and plenty of cucumbers in your salad. Plenty of cucumbers. You know, other texts will tell you how what the cucumbers will do and the green stuff. It'll fill you up so tight, boy, you'll be staggering to the bed. But that stuff be in your body, just trying to best everything that caused your problem. That cucumber, them salads that you put in your belly, and that spring water, half a gallon per day, boy, you be stumbling trying to lay down, and you be hearing a war going on in your belly, because stuff you feed in your body now is fighting against them toxic buildup. You got 50 pounds of toxic boo boo all around your gut, and remember, if you don't eliminate everything you eat today, just for example, you eat at 9:30 tonight, and before 9:30, the mark come back, well, you're supposed to eliminate that out your body. That's all be going. You don't pack that in, You're having bowel movements once every 3-4 days. No, you're eating wrong. Your colon can't stand it. That's why you have high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, cancerous, got to have parts of your body kicking out. And listen, detox 12 weeks. If you sluggish, that means that you're doing something wrong. You don't supposed to be sluggish. You're supposed to have energy, not slugginess, meaning your colon, you're overworking your colon. All that mess are built around your stomach and I'm packed you in, and if you can't breathe, you try to laugh loud, you start coughing and everything that's happening to you because you what's in your system. It's not for you. It's for the 17 nations. Let them eat what they got to eat. And you eat what Moses, remember we read a couple of lessons back? Moses was 120. There was nothing wrong with it. Hosea, we read that last lesson, not, you know, Tuesday lesson, Monday lesson. He said, I'm 85 years old. I still can go and shake a leg and fight. You know what they had with every meal? Corn, see, right? Every meal the children of Israel ever ate, it always corn with whatever. corn always with their meal. Corn is a blood purifier. It's a stranger. It'll ward off somebody else being sick. It'll affect you. Huh? It'll affect you because they sick. Oh, see, Roy, the corn came from heaven. 7:8:24 of the book called Psalms, it tell you, and then in 65, it tell you 13, it tell you that corn makes you happy. You feel good. You feel, that's enough said on that. So you got it. So a lot of these memos, the six and on the cap, will be getting back with you on the good stuff that you're saying, because you got to change the way you eat. And you got to live longer, but you got to make sure you're in the right relationship, not no backdoor relationships. What, she do this and I do that. No, it ain't she do that and you do that. Y'all got to do it together. By your lead, but your lead got to be up under Yahuwah. You got to know how to be a Yahuwah man. Just spot a Yahuwah woman. And you need to spot it. Actually, I'm going to bite you for dinner. What you gonna have for dinner? Oh, I'm surprised you. I'm gonna tell you. We're gonna have some meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and macaroni, little spaghetti on the side, and coffee. See, right. She's killing you before you even got on your first date on eating. You see what I'm saying? She don't know. That's why you got to send her to one of the six anointed camps. If anything, you're trying to hook up with somebody, make sure the six anointed camps help her understand you can't be the Israelite man the way the world is, because you're going to kill him before he gets stressed out. And that's why a lot of people have left the world before their time, because of what they didn't change the way they consume. And then now they gone. Gone. You know why? Because the knowledge, because the get together was a backdoor get together. No knowledge involved. See? That would happen. Got it? No question. We'll leave that alone. We're going to find Mother E. We're going to find Mother E. We'll bring in. We're going in for the clothes. And we come back Thursday night. We'll take a look at the St. Patrick's Day and the big dignitaries in the room and all that. But we have to make a detour because it's very important. See, we know when a call is well taken. Six and on the camp have been taking that call based upon how to, you know, marriage and what kind of marriage to be in, kind of relationship to be in, and how to eat. You can't be in that. You got to know what to do now. You know, we here to help you out. But we're going to tell you what's written first. And so now you know. All you got to do is take the page out of Rebecca's book that in the 24th chapter. Read the whole 24th chapter of Genesis. How your grandmother operated. Where your grandmother operate, that's how you folks operate. That's it. You got it? Good. And that's it. That's our marriage certificate. Same thing Rebecca did. That's how you folks respond. Got it? Good. Enough said on that, so that's enough on that. So you got it in writing. Take number 20. Remember, you go back 15 minutes after the broadcast over, and the part that you missed, catch the beginning, take notes, especially the six anointed camps. Be prepared, because many are going to come in and say, we want to get together. Abraham was blessed when he told the better half. Listen, that fellow is of another nation. That woman of another nation. I can't okay that. Why you can't? Because he good to me, and she good to me. Yeah, I say that. But the Bible don't support it. The Bible don't support that the mother nation. That's the one I'm telling you. The Bible don't support it. So we can't go past what the Bible says. You got it? Good. So go and find Mother Eve and bring her in, and we'll look at a couple statements. We just heard from Mr. Tibbs. He made a couple statements. And I think I'm going to put some verses with that, I think. We'll see. But when you meet the mothers out of camp, warm with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah, Mother Z, and Yahuwah be with you too. Yahuwah be to that Mother E.
Now, God bless you, see Israel. I'll see you all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glad to have Mother E. Now, Mother E, we want to, I heard a couple of statements by Mr. Tills. He made profound statements, and we want to put a couple of verses with it. Let's run to Numbers 22:12-13. Let's see what we get out of this. Numbers chapter 22:12-13. Listen good. Numbers 22:12-13. Come on.
Book of Numbers, chapter 22:12-13. Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said unto Balaam, thus shall not go with them, thus shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. Verse 13. And Balaam arose up in the morning and said unto the prince of Balak, get you unto your land, for the Yahweh refused to give me leave to go with you.
Mm-hmm. So you see, now let's precept that to 23rd chapter of Numbers, and pick up verse 29 to verse 24. So you see, understand something straight here. Once you understand who you are as a people, your worst enemy is yourself and them 17 nations that feed into your head about when to step up, when not to. We understand you got to have all that stuff to go in stores and to buy and sell. But Yahweh told you, I got you if you got me. He told you, you got me, I got you. Because they'll come up with, when they come up out of this, they'll have something else waiting on you. But your best way, turn back to Yahweh. Number 23, verse 20 to 24 says what?
Book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 20 to 24. Verse 20, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he had blessed, and I cannot reveal it. 21, he had not behold iniquitous sin in Israel, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, neither has he seen perversity in Israel. The Yahweh, his Yahweh, is with him, and you should of a king of kind. A king is among them. And you show of a king is among them.
Page down 24.
22. Yahweh brought them out of Egypt, the house of bondage. He has, as it were, the stranger of a unicorn. Verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, whose name is changed Israel. Neither is there any divination among Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has Yahweh wrote. Verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? You said once this Israelite finally wake up and understand that you are Israel, you Israel are one of the members of the 12 tribes, and the blessing is on you, and it's a curse mm-hmm. for you to follow them. And as long as you keep following them, you're cutting your blessing out, and your loved ones, your and your descendants, you messing them up because you understand something. You got to take the lead because you was created to take the lead, but you got to lead but by understanding Yahuwah's word to lead. You can't lead by what you learned from the 17 nations. You got to lead by what you learned from thus says Yahuwah. Let's go and see how much Israel is blessed in Genesis 49:23. How much Israel is blessed in 49:23 of Genesis?
Okay. Genesis.
49:23. We need to find out how much Israel is blessed. 49:23.
Book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 23, read. Genesis 49, verse 23. The archers have surely given him a shot at him.
Well, hold on, mother. Back up. Maybe that's 49. Let me look in the book. 28. Let me peep at that. 49:28. What do 49:28 say? Let me see.
Okay.
If I find me a book, and I'll be by you looking at it. 49:23. Let me see. 49. What do 49? Let me give a look. You got it. You got the right verse. 49 or what? 49:23. Let me see. 49. Verse number 28. Yeah, make it 28. 49:28. Thank you, that mother. 49:28.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father unto them, and blessed them, everyone according to his blessing. He blessed them.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, the tribes of Israel, but once they recognize you, not all these old wicked names that they call you, Indians, Puerto Ricans, Spanish, and Jews and all that stuff. See, you got to get away from that stuff. You one of the members of the 12 tribes of Israel, and once you recognize that, you up on this blessing. And Deuteronomy 33, 27 through 29 says what? See, you got to know, and we got to teach this, that who you are, because you carry a blessing. And that's why the Catholic Church today, they all stole all your blessings. They got all type of things going on. But they forgot to tell who they are and who you are. But watch your day. They don't talk about nothing about telling you who you are. That's why they celebrating the Green Day and the Shamrock Day and St. Patrick's Day is day you wear all green and you got the big dignitaries on the network, Cardinals and Africa and in what, Washington D.C. on the network. I got to take care of y'all tomorrow, but the point I'm saying, we've been set up. And it's now time for you to be free from what misunderstanding. You have to turn back to this book, not somebody dictating the book to you. Let the Six Anointed Camps dictate the book to you. We'll help you out. Deuteronomy 33. 27 down to 29 says what?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 27 to 29. Verse 27. The eternal Yahweh is their refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Verse 28, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob, Israel, shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. 29, happy art thou, O Israel, whom is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Yahweh, the shield of thy health, and who is the sword of thy testament, and thine enemy shall be found wanting unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon thy high places.
You say your enemy is going to be found lies when you wake up. Read verse 28 again.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 28. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob, Israel, shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew.
Verse 29. That's it. Corn and wine. See, listen, the corn seed, right? The corn build up your immune system. You take some corn and eat your bunch of corn and nice, all good recipe that corn and get you some nice beet juice, B-E-E-T-S juice, the green or the yellow, green or red. Drink that beet juice you clear out your blood system, see, right? You get your blood system going right. After your 12 weeks you got in there, you got 2 weeks out the way with the air stepper and all that stuff. You got your blood open. Then them diabetes gonna start running right out your elimination. That high blood pressure right out your elimination. That glucose with that sugar all in your body. You drinking coffee with sugar and cream, dairy product. You ain't doing that no more. You giving your body a chance to get happy again. Body can't get happy eating them beans, rice, and spaghetti, and macaronis, and potatoes. That starts to build up and start hard, and you eliminate every 3 days. You're causing a habit inside your belly. See? But they say, call him alone. Now, come on back to Isaiah 51:2. He called somebody else along, too, Isaiah 51, verse 2. See, Israel, you listen, sooner or later, you going to dwell alone. All the 17 nations going to find their role up under you. Not you trying to always hem them up and see what they got going on. When you learn out who you are, they're going to have to come find out what you got going on because it's written. But you got to start making a change now. Isaiah 51, verse 2 says what? Where that statement come from?
Look,
you just got to read. You read 33:28. Israel shall dwell alone. Foundation and have some corn and some wine that going to drop down from the dew of heaven. Are you? Now, let's see what we're working with in Isaiah 51, verse 2. Who he told that to first before Israel was even born?
Abraham. Isaiah 51, verse 2. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bared you. For I called them alone, and bless him, and increase him.
You see that?
Verse 3.
Abraham was called alone, and Abraham passed his blessing to Isaac. That's why he had to make sure Isaac had a woman of Yahweh that make sure she know what to put in his gut, make sure she know how to compass him right way, not, you know, had him always, ain't none of that going on. You can't live like that. That cut your days down, see, Roger? See? Now, verse 34, verse 4 says what? What does 34, verse 4 say?
Same
book. Relationship and all your, let me get this in. If you're in a relationship and all it's about is shoot. You ain't going to live long. You will always have to be visiting Doc Cook. Sluggish. you can't. I gotta roll you off the bed, roll you on the couch, roll you, put your clothes on, push you outside to go to work. You're stumbling on, bumbling all around. Listen, stop all that backdoor stuff. Get counseling from the six anointed camps on what to do. We're going to point you back to Genesis 24 and hear the Rebecca, your grandmother's story, and see can you find you a Rebecca. If you can't find a Rebecca, sit down and wait for one. That's right. 34 verse 4 of Deuteronomy.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 4. And Yahweh said unto him, this is the man which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither.
Right. So he couldn't go over there, but he knew. And that's why we got to get our act together, see, right here. We got to get our act together, as some dust says, Yahweh. And we got to always have some 1 Peter 3:15-17. We always got to have some 1 Peter 3:15-17. What does it say in 1 Peter 3:15-17?
Okay. 1 Peter.
Chapter 3:16-17.
1 Peter 3:16-17.
Yeah, 15. Make it 15. 15, 16, and 17.
Okay. 15:16-17. Okay. 1 Peter 3:15-17. Verse 15. But sanctify the Yahweh in your mind, and be ready always to give an answer to every man or woman that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Verse 16, having a good conscience that where they see evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that fasting falsely accuse you. Good conscience, good conversation, and y'all want to start. Verse 17. But it is better if the will of Yahweh be so that you suffer for well doing than for evil doing.
Right. So if you're going to suffer, make sure it's for well doing. Don't just suffer just to be something, you know. Get in a relationship that Yahweh ordained. And the six anointed camps can break it down for you to show you exactly what to do. Give me 2 Timothy 4:2-5. 2 Timothy 4:2, 3, 4, and 5. So listen, we have the answer. We have studied this right here. Yahweh gave us the unction to help you. You ain't got to be high blood pressure, all that weight around your stomach, all that mucus in your body, dying before your time, and all that stuff. We know what to do. Let's cut all that back door and stuff out and sit down with the six anointed camps, come in with big ears, little mouth. We'll help you. We'll help you get on your feet, according to Thus Says Yahweh. Remember, our relationship is Genesis 24. Read the whole chapter on your own. It'll tell you how to set up things through Yahweh to Abraham, to Eliezer, to Isaac to follow after him, and what kind of person should be with you in your corner is a Rebecca. And you read her story.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you got a Rebecca. You ain't got a Rebecca, then you're in trouble. 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 5 says what?
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 to 5. Teach the word, be reproved, rebuke, exalt of all long-suffering, fearing and doctrine. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heed to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto vanity. Verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the works of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry.
Yes. Do the work. Make sure what you say you can read it. Don't go on what grandmama said. No, grandmama can say something, might can sound good. But now the light has come, you got to go see what the Bible say that would trump grandmama or grandpa. See what the Bible's saying and teach them what the Bible is saying about whatever it is. Your grandmama, your could have been in a relationship for 70 years. That could 80, 100. So what? What they got to do with the Bible? The Bible been around longer than that. The Bible is right. You make a move according to what do the Bible say. And because in Isaiah 40, verse 8, it makes it plain what's going to hold up. Isaiah 40, verse 8.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8, 3. Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever.
The word going to stand, 1 Peter 1:25. So what's going to stand? Grandmama word of? Uncle Jack with Uncle... No. What's going to stand is what Yahweh's word going to stand. So you want to make sure that sounds good, what Uncle Buck told us, but let's see what Yahweh said. Because Yahweh was around before Uncle Buck and ain't Willie Earl. What do the Bible say? 1 Peter 1:25.
1 Peter 1:25. Verse 25, but the word of Yahweh endures forever, and this is the word which by the covenant is taught unto you.
The word gonna stand. Let's go to Malachi 3:7-12. So what's gonna stand is his word, see, right? He's telling you what he wants you, how he wants you to do it. You got to put him first. And stop being so sneaky and put your Yahweh first. Do what the man tell you to do. He told the seer in Malachi 3:7-12 something. Do you any man?
The book of Malachi.
Malachi 7:12. What it say?
Book of Malachi 3:7-12. Verse 7. Even from the day of your father, you are gone away from mine order and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yes, you have robbed me, but you say, wherein shall we rob thee in tithe and offering? Verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat for my house and through me. Now, here will be the Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cease her fruit before the time in the field, said the Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, said the Yahweh of hosts.
Yeah, if you do what the man tell you to do, let's go to Matthew 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, in a closing statement. Matthew chapter 6, 1, 2, 3, 4. If we do what this man tell us to do, understand one thing. You do what the man tell you to do. Land, school, bank law. You keep on reacting to every, you're supposed to be a proactive, not reacting. You're supposed to have your own. Land, school, banquet hall, already sent to the side. Come up on you. What it says in Matthew 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, in the closing statement. We'll catch you tomorrow night.
Book of Matthew, chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do your and before man to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when thus doest thou money, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have honor of men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3. But when thou doest money, not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Verse 4. That thy money may be in secret, and thy Father which is in secret himself shall reward thee openly.
Mm-hmm. Mother Z, until we meet tomorrow night on some Thursday evening on the network, closing statement is all yours. You got the flow. Come on.
Okay. Thank and praise Yahweh for another lesson. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the spirit and for each and every one that's in the class. And I'm going to read Luke 12, verse 1 to 5. In the meantime, when there were gathered together a numerous multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrites. Verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in light, and that which you have spoken in the ear enclosed in closets shall be proclaimed upon housetop. Verse 4. And I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill this body, and after that have no more that they can do. Verse 5, I will forewarn you when you shall fear him which after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah.
Mother Z, it's all Thursday evening. Yahweh, you all.
How about this?